Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question and answer session, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. Now, I'd like to turn the meeting over to your host, Mr. Roger Hellman, and sir, you may begin.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone. This is Roger Hellman. I work in the Worldwide Automation Sales Enablement team, and today we'll be talking about some new IT asset management solutions that are available for you to sell. I think this is going to be a very worthwhile session. When I first started working on IT asset management, I used to think that it would be kind of like my old accounting classes back when I was in college, where, you know, the professors weren't very exciting and the sessions weren't all that, you know, energetic. If that's the kind of session you're expecting today, you're in for a very, very pleasant surprise. We got some great news for you guys about some new stuff that's available to sell. So let's get started. Let's go to the second slide. Second slide shows your presenters. First, myself. Again, Roger Hellman. I work in the Worldwide Sales Enablement team. And also Tim McCrimmon. And Tim is going to be taking you through the majority of the content today. And there's a lot of content. Tim is an expert in asset management for IT. He's in the product management organization, so I think you'll really enjoy his portion of the session. Let's go to the next slide and cover the objectives for our Tivoli talk today. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to learn about some new IT asset management solutions that are on the truck. We've completed the introduction. Tim's going to take you through some key messages, talk about the opportunity in the marketplace, and return on investment, because we know that ROI is the name of the game right now. Some really strong ROIs here. He'll take you through an overview of the portfolio, our solution for IT asset and service management, and the focus is going to be on what's new, because we got some really exciting new stuff in version 7.2 of Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and he'll be covering content, migrations, pricing, and a lot more information. Some customer feedback. We've got some very, very good feedback from the customers who participated with us evaluating the offerings, so he'll take you through that. How to sell, some selling approaches and strategies that you can use. Competitive information, how we can beat the competition. Then I'll take over and talk a little bit about sales compensation and some sales resources that you can use to get more information. So with that, I'd like to now turn it over to Tim McCrimmon. Tim, take it away.
Thank you, Roger. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us today. What we're going to do is go through this new release of Tivoli IT Asset Management Portfolio. And let you know what's going on. We've got a lot of very cool and exciting stuff coming, as Roger mentioned. You'll hear me use the word IT asset management and asset management for IT, and they're really not interchangeable. So when you see the words IT asset management, that's actually an industry term that describes the entire segment. Tivoli Asset Management for IT, on the other hand, is a product. So I'd like to let people know that up front to try and keep it as unconfusing as possible. So let's take a look at page 4 here. The Tivoli IT Asset Management Solution Portfolio is really here to help customers manage and reduce their IT expense, right? There's a number of things that revolve around IT asset management, and we're going to talk about each of them in turn. The most interesting to your customers today is around software license and software asset management. Interesting because it is very straight line between dealing with software licenses and reducing expenses. So, you know, if you haven't talked to your customers about software license management, you really should, because they're already up to their neck in dealing with this and are looking for an easy way to take care of the problem. But the software license management helps you keep track of what it is that you've purchased and then keep track of what you're deploying, right? The two aren't necessarily the same thing. Just because you bought something doesn't mean you've deployed it, and vice versa, just because you've deployed it doesn't mean you've actually bought it. So, you know, managing your software so that you're not overpurchased or underpurchased or at risk of some kind of compliance issue is really what software asset and license management is all about. In addition to the new software asset management stuff, we've got the traditional IT asset lifecycle management aspects of the portfolio that you're very familiar with around reducing IT asset costs through better visibility and control of everything from planning to procurement to deployment, maintenance, and ultimately out through the end of life, right? And the reason that we're really focused on this is to focus on maximizing the lifetime usefulness and value for each IT asset, making sure that you're getting the most productive value out of everything that you purchase. What's new in 7.2 is that IT asset management, we've got new products and new features within Tivoli Asset Management for IT that will help you get a much better and more accurate control over your IT expenses, whether they're hardware, software, or whatever, right, to help you reduce your software expense, reduce and manage the lifetime cost of your assets to return a better to gather a better return on the investment, and then to help you mitigate risks associated with license compliance audits. And we're going to talk about audits in detail here in a little bit, but these things are as much a fact of life as anything these days, and customers need audits as much as we are compelled to give them. We'll talk about that some more. What we're also providing with the portfolio is really a more effective license management program that's integrated with your asset lifecycle solution. Okay? So moving on to page 5 here, just to remind you that, when it comes to IBM service management, IT asset management is at the core of IBM service management, or ISM, and IBM's dynamic infrastructure, right? So this dynamic infrastructure revolves around improving service, reducing costs, and managing risk. And with the IT asset management portfolio, our focus is really, really around reducing cost and managing risk. Through maintenance of hardware assets, we do help improve overall service as well. But, as far as a market driver right now, managing your costs and reducing your risks are top of mind with your customers. Okay? Next chart, page 6, ITM market opportunity. To sum it up quickly, the time is right for IT asset management. Last fall, we saw the collapse of financial industries, and with that, stocks took a hit, and every company on the face of the earth is looking for a way or looking for any ways to squeeze money out of their budget in order to keep people employed and, basically make their operation more efficient. And this is without exception, right? So every new technology is being investigated. Some of them include virtualization and multi-core technologies, right? So virtualization helps you reduce expenses across the board. But with virtualization comes software license management that we didn't have to deal with before on distributed. So, in order to do virtualization, you really have to add software license management to the picture. Multi-core processors are putting huge pressure on customers and vendors alike to come up with these new creative licenses, right? These creative licenses are more complex than what we've seen in distributed environments before. We'll talk about that some in a little bit here, but the fact is that the industry, the customers are asking the industry to provide them with the easier, more flexible ways of purchasing software. And while we, IBM, and our competitors are doing that, it just makes also the problem of tracking your licenses much more complicated. So, we've got a convergence of a couple of problems here. Number one, the increased emphasis on cost reduction, the increased emphasis on virtualization and multi-core processors, and then along with that, the cost of managing these complex software licenses is all pushing customers to get into software asset management, and they're doing it right now, right? So the market opportunity here is $1.4 billion in 2009. with software asset management and software license management being $607 million of that $1.4 billion. And these numbers are growing, by the way. They're not stagnant by any stretch of the imagination. The focus is on IT cost control, so managing your current costs and trying to find out, is there any fat in my IT budget? Can I reduce that fat without reducing my capability? The easiest way to do that is to look at your software utilization. Am I buying a large number of software items that I'm not using? Am I using a lot of software that I haven't purchased yet, which puts me at the risk of being audited? So all of this stuff comes together and really puts an emphasis on our customers and on us as well to make sure that we're giving our customers the most value for their money and that they're spending their dollars wisely and in a very efficient way. We take a look at page 7. Effective IT asset management reduces costs, right, period. Without doubt, every company that has yet to implement a regimented IT asset management program is in line for at least a 30% reduction in costs in the first year alone, with continued savings from 5 to 10% for the next 5 years. That's a quote from Gartner. It happens to be a year or so old, but we validated that those trends are still holding, if not improving. Some customers are seeing more of a cost reduction. The bulk of this cost reduction is found in unused or unwisely spent software, right? There's a lot of software companies are purchasing that doesn't need to be purchased. We have some of our competitors that are selling software, large amounts of software, that is turning into shelfware at their customer site. So we have a large U.S. bank that we work with regularly here that has seen better than a 30% reduction in software costs just doing license management using our Tivoli License Compliance Manager product. So, not only is Gartner promoting these as being real, but we're actually seeing it surface with our customers, right? So IT asset management reduces costs and thus improves the return on your investment. And the costs that you can save are quite significant. Okay? So the ways those costs are reduced are redistribute or cancel software licenses that are of low or little use, right? Avoid cost increases due to failed compliance audits, right? So if you find out you're out of compliance, you can fix it before you get audited. And that's really one of the places we want customers to go. We want them to be ready all the time for an audit. Lengthen technology refresh cycles to extend the life of assets. So, better maintenance leads to better utilization, which leads to longer life. Reduce the overall cost of your application portfolio, validating contracts and invoices against purchase agreements. Leasing IT assets to preserve capital expenditure and so on. So with our asset management portfolio, you get a number of ways of focusing on reducing these expenses. Okay, if we take a look at a customer example on page 8, financial services organization, been working with this company in a manual effort to track mainframe software usage, which led to skyrocketing costs. This increased time and cost compliance with their contracts and really put a crimp in their auditing, right? So what they wound up doing is implementing TLCM for ZOS and basically got a hold of their software use, their software deployments, and were able in turn to get a hold of their software licensing and were able to renegotiate contracts and reduce expenses. The result here was that many millions of unnecessary software was reduced in the first 18 months. They identified 30 to 40 software products on ZOS alone that were being either used or had very low usage so that they could basically eliminate those from their deployment and save that expense right now, right? quickly and efficiently respond to audit requests. So whenever they got audited, they were able to very quickly print out a report that gave them an indication of where they stand with the audit and how to deal with the auditors when they arrived and so on. So, you know, just very quickly looking at this, by implementing a license management solution on ZOS, they were able to save a lot of money, a lot of hours, a lot of products were reduced that they didn't use, and they basically saved themselves from having any problems with an audit. Okay, page 9, software audits. You know, these things are absolutely a necessity these days. A lot of software licenses are not trivial, right? By that, I mean, especially on distributed, it used to be pretty simple. If you found a piece of software installed, you basically consumed a license of that software. Well, you know, it's not quite the same way anymore. Some software licenses are written such that you pay a different fee based on the processor the software is running on. You may pay a different fee depending on how much the software is running. You may pay a fee or not pay a fee depending on whether it's a production server or a development server. So keeping track of all of this stuff is really painful. And if you found out of compliance, it can be rather costly, right? So for this particular example, we had a contractor spending weeks and weeks gathering audit information for Microsoft, and it wound up just consuming a lot of time, and they wound up getting hit with a $100,000 fee to Autodesk for, you know, being out of compliance. They implemented our solution, and it helped them understand where they were exposed and basically reduce that expense. All right? Put them in a much better position to survive an impending audit. All right, so getting into the IT asset management portfolio on page 10, how are we implementing all of this stuff and how does it kind of fit together? So IT asset management in general, right, is what this page is all about. IT asset management means managing your IT assets, and that can be hardware, software, or anything else for that matter. I tend to look at IT from a perspective of finance, right? So if I've got financial responsibility for a data center, I am responsible for the costs and management of my hardware and the software that's running on that hardware, but I'm also responsible for the chiller units and the floor panels and the wall outlets and all of the other stuff that's in that data center, and it could be service contracts to maintain those chiller units and wall outlets and whatnot. So your IT asset management overview, your responsibilities include more than just your hardware and software. And within our IT asset management portfolio, we do all of that. We can manage all of these things from planning through acquisition, through deployment, through maintenance, and all the way out through end of life and retirement. Inputs that feed the system, we can gather data from discovery and inventory services. So in IT, we've got machines or software actually that will go out and discover deployed software, discover hardware information, and feed that into our IT asset management solution. We can also integrate with corporate apps, including like SAP procurement or other HR systems, to integrate our IT asset management solution into a customer's environment. We can also integrate with service desk and change and configuration management systems, whether it's IBM's or whether it's a third party, that integration capability is there. So in all, the IT asset management solution provides a number of very key values around asset lifecycle management, right? That's the plan, acquire, deploy, maintain, retire lifecycle. Software asset management, which is covered basically by the ISO standard, ISO 19770, which really gets into your software procurement contracts, your warranties, leases, and service agreements around your software, trying to keep track of how much you're spending with your software and your software contracts. Then you get down into your audit readiness, and this is trying to figure out if you're over or under license, those kinds of things. IT financial management, or the asset financial management, gets into, you know, what are the total costs of my IT assets? What have I spent for this particular piece of hardware over its life cycle? All right. A couple of the features that we have are our open platform for easy integration, and this provides for easy maintenance and upgrade. The products that deliver this platform are Tivoli Asset Management for IT and two new discovery services, Tivoli Asset Discovery and Tivoli Asset Discovery for ZOS. And I'm going to tell you more about these in detail in just a few minutes. Okay. For now, let's look at really the high-level value propositions of what we're focused on for this portfolio. So if we take a look at page 11, okay, this particular chart, you know, when you look at IT asset management, it is really quite a big animal, right? It could really be a long-term project to implement an end-to-end 100% IT asset management solution, and I tend to think about that as like a big hairy elephant, right? And the way you eat an elephant is, of course, at one bite at a time. So what we're looking at here is that while your customers have an intense interest in IT asset management, they may have a focus on one or more of these problem areas that you can deal with as a way of getting a bite-sized chunk of IT asset management without having to implement the whole thing from end to end. So the first one, and I think these are in order of priority, right? The first one you're going to run across is audit readiness. Virtually every customer we've got right now is dealing with audits, whether they're from vendors or from internals. You know, getting ready for that audit is really important, and our priority is to provide customers with 24/7 audit readiness for any kind of vendor, any kind of software. We're going to dig into each of these in a little more detail in just a minute. Above audit readiness, you get into software asset management, and this is dealing with, you know, your total inventory of software, your procurement contracts, your leases and maintenance agreement, right, to make sure that your contracts and your vendor agreements are accurate and that you're spending efficiently within those contracts. Moving up from software asset management, we get into asset lifecycle management, and this is dealing with your hardware, your software, and those other things like the chiller units I mentioned earlier. This is keeping track of these assets from across their lifecycle, dealing with their planning for them, purchasing them, deploying them, and maintaining them over time. And for each of these different phases, there's different processes you can implement. But really, this is to get a really solid grip on what's going on with each of these assets so that from asset lifecycle, you can get a firm grip on your finances around your IT assets. And this is where you take that financial or your asset lifecycle data and turn it into a total cost of ownership. So given this piece of hardware, whether it's a mainframe or a server, you know, across its lifecycle, what did this thing cost me, okay? You know, how much did it cost me to purchase it? How many folks were involved with configuring it and deploying it? How much time did that take? What contracts do I have in service and support? And, you know, all the way from end to end, what is this thing costing me, right? I can take a look at this from an asset level, so from a piece of hardware, what's it costing? I can look at it from a person level or a department level. There's a number of ways I can slice this up. A little note on this is that this is one of those areas that I'm focusing on with the portfolio for future releases. So we're going to be getting into the IT financial management a little more deeply as we move forward. So while we've got total cost of ownership and some stuff there today, we're going to be adding some new stuff to that as we move forward. It's a very strategic thing as we look ahead. So very briefly, I'm going to touch on the next four slides and ensure that you all can dig into these at your leisure. But let's take a look at audit readiness. And the main questions that customers have to resolve when it comes to audit prep is, what am I entitled to, right? What stuff have I purchased, okay? You can't know if you're in or out of compliance if you don't know what you've purchased. The second question they have to have an answer to is, what's deployed in my environment? So, you know, what software is out there? How much is it being used? Where is it deployed to? What processor type? How many cores are on that processor, right? You get all that information, and once you have those first two bullets, right, now you can do the math. Am I under or over purchased? Am I green for an audit, or am I in trouble if I were to have an audit? And really, that's all there is to audit readiness. You can get into much more detailed things, but just to make sure that you're ready for any kind of audit, whether it's Microsoft or BMC or even IBM, that's really all the data that you need. The products that deliver that capability are Tivoli Asset Management for IT and either or both of our discovery services, Asset Discovery for Distributed and Asset Discovery for ZOS. Okay? Page 13, Software Asset Management. Remember I said this is for getting a grip on your software contracts, purchase agreements, license entitlements, right, that kind of thing. The main questions that your customer is going to ask when they're interested in software asset management is, am I using the software that I've got deployed, right? So this is where software use comes in, and this is really about cost efficiency. It's one thing to buy 1,000 copies of Microsoft Project and know that you've deployed 1,000. That's actually very good. I don't have 1,000 or I don't have a pile of Microsoft Project sitting on the shelf somewhere. But it's another thing entirely to know, well, now that you've deployed 1,000, we've discovered you're only using two. Two people have turned on that, you know, 1,000 pieces of software. You're wasting, you know, 98-99% of your software investment there. So a big question with software asset management is cost efficiency. Am I using the stuff that I've deployed? All right. Next, are my software contracts and purchase agreements efficient? Right. Am I using all of the software under this contract? Microsoft is notorious for selling more software than the customer needs, right? Their idea of compliance is to have a customer purchase every piece of software Microsoft owns for every person in the customer's IT shop. So that's a very inefficient way of purchasing, but you'll never be out of compliance that way. So, you know, helping to figure out what's deployed and how much it's being used will lead you to being able to tell you about your contract efficiency. The other thing that you're going to really want to know about is, when do my leases, warranties, and support agreements expire? There's absolutely nothing worse for a CFO than to discover mid-cycle that major software support agreements are about to expire. You want to know long in advance that that's going to happen. Again, the products that help you out with this situation are Tivoli Asset Management for IT, that does all the license and contracts, warranty, lease management, and then your discovery services will provide you the use data that you need to get the cost efficiency numbers. Next up is asset lifecycle management. Main questions here are, what assets do I own? Where are they located? Can I track the install, moves, addition, changes? Do I know where all of my software and hardware is located? Are my assets being maintained, and is maintenance being done according to our preventive maintenance guidelines? Am I abiding by all of my corporate and governmental procedures and standards for everything, for disposal? That's always a fun one, right? You can't just take a mainframe and throw it in a trash can. You can't take a hard drive anymore and just throw it in the trash can. There's a procedure that you want to follow in order to dispose of any kind of asset. Am I following all of these procedures? And the product that really focuses on giving you this capability is Tivoli Asset Management for IT. Last one up is the IT financial management segment, and this deals with what are my asset costs? What's the total cost of ownership? I want to know this by asset type, by department, or by individual. How much do my contracts cost? Can I allocate costs fairly and effectively, which implies, can I charge back for the resources and application usage for a department or something like that? And the products that deliver here are Tivoli Asset Management for IT. And a product, I don't actually own these in my portfolio, but they're a very, very close partner of ours, the Usage and Accounting Manager and Tivoli Decision to Support for ZOS. These things will help you with the cost management functions, resource allocation, and chargeback. Okay? Very quickly, let's go to forward to page 16, and I'll tell you about what's happening that's new in the portfolio here. I'm going to do this very, very briefly. Tivoli Asset Management for IT is part of the platform with TSRM, Maximo, Tivoli Provisioning Manager, and Change of Configuration Management Database. This means that they're all integrated very tightly together, and where you see one, you can certainly upgrade to the other very easily. And that's a strong message there. The IT Asset Management portfolio consists of Tivoli Asset Management for IT and Asset Discovery for Distributed, Asset Discovery for ZOS. Notice that the license management functions are now in TAMIT. They used to be in Tivoli License Compliance Manager and License Compliance Manager for ZOS. And what we've done here in 7.2 is move that function into Tivoli Asset Management for IT. So now license management is along with contracts and procurement, maintenance and warranties and leases. All of that has come together to provide you with complete asset lifecycle plus software asset management plus software license management solutions. Outside of TAMIT, now you have pure discovery services in Asset Discovery for Distributed and Asset Discovery for ZOS. The discovery services find stuff, identify stuff, and store it, and then put it up to TAMIT for managing it, right? So this is a very finely tuned set of discovery services. We build our discovery services to manage software licenses. I'll talk more about that in detail here in a few minutes. But our differentiator is that these aren't your run-of-the-mill discovery services. They're built specifically for the rigors of software license management, which is a lot more difficult than just finding some stuff with a 60% accuracy. Okay? So let's take a look at this in some more detail. Look what's new in Tivoli Asset Management for IT 7.2 on page 17. We've got a new license application within TAMIT 7.2 that allows you to create and manage your entitled licenses, manage how these licenses are allocated, generate your purchase requests, purchase orders, and cost assessments. Right, so there's a lot you can do with that license application, and keep in mind that because it's next to your contracts now, contracts tend to either amend or override license terms, so having those together is very useful for really complicated licenses that are coming from like BMC or Oracle. Right? New software catalog application, this helps with doing your procurement. It gives you a software catalog to select from when you do your procurement processes. There's a new deployed software application. This is what gets populated by your discovery services, and this is a list of all of the software that's been discovered by Asset Discovery for Distributed, Asset Discovery for ZOS, or any third-party discovery tool you might have like SMS or Alturas, right? So all of the data is rolled up from the discovery services into this deployed software application. And this will provide to TAMIT details on software instances like where is it installed, when was it last used, how much it's being used, that kind of thing. Also note there is a reporting engine. We added this actually in 7.1. But the reporting engine in TAMIT 7.2 is really what you're going to use to determine license compliance and do the management of whether or not you're over or under purchase. So that's part of this, although it's not new in 7.2. There's another list of enhancements and additions to TAMIT 7.2, but these are the three main items. Okay? So let's take a look at page 18, and this is really kind of important to understand. You can see here the 7.1 portfolio, that's the portfolio that exists today, consists of TLCM, TLCMZ, and Tamit 7.1. What we're doing is we're sunsetting TLCM and TLCMZ. Now that these are not coming out of your sales catalog until the end of the year, so don't get too upset because you can still sell this stuff. We're not going to disrupt any of your sales. But at the end of the year, beginning of the next year, beginning of 2010, we're going to end of marketing TLCM and TLCMZ. What's happening is that these two products will be replaced with Tivoli Asset Discovery for distributed and Tivoli Asset Discovery for Z, right? What's happening here is the license management function from TLCM and TLCMZ goes into Tamit, and then the Asset Discovery for distributed, Asset Discovery for Z are pure discovery services, right? So hopefully that makes some sense. What you're really looking at here is the final phase in a number of acquisitions. I talk to customers about this all the time. This is not rearranging the portfolio for rearrangement's sake. This is the result of having done a large number of acquisitions over the past several years. And what you're seeing in 7.2 is the final steady state of those acquisitions. So we've gone through blue washing and a number of other phases to get to 7.1. Moving to 7.2 is final. This is the way the portfolio was meant to be strategically over time, and we're just finally getting there. So we're not going to see any major portfolio upheavals moving forward with respect to IT asset management. Okay? I hope that makes sense. So what this leaves us now is Tamit is a one-stop shop for anything related to IT asset management, software asset management. We can manage any kind of asset from a PC to the mainframe, any kind of software, any kind of hardware, any kind of devices, or anything else for that matter. That if you've got those chiller units that's under your financial responsibility, you can manage those as well. The license management functions are now in Tamit, and we've got two new discovery services. All right. Let's take a look at pricing. Okay. The pricing is not changing a whole lot here. I'll get to entitlements in just a second, but notice the price for Tivoli Asset Discovery for distributed. This is offered on a PVU basis, which means that any place you deploy Tivoli Asset Discovery for distributed, there's a PVU price, and it's currently its price is 25 cents per PVU. I think you'll see it pop out in Passport Advantage's $2.50 per 10 PVU units. Either way, it's 25 cents per PVU. Tivoli License Compliance Manager, for example, was 28 and a half cents per PVU. So the price for TADD is slightly less than you were paying for the License Compliance Manager product. Asset Discovery for Distributed, that price for it is $1,800 per value unit on an MSU basis, and that's roughly a 10% increase over what we did in TLCM. I'm sorry, 10% decrease. Tivoli Asset Management for IT is where the big price change is happening, and what we're doing is we're not changing the metrics. We were talking about changing metrics earlier, but final resolution is that we use the same pricing metrics that we used in Tamit 7.1. You've got an authorized user, a concurrent user, and a requester. The only thing that's happening here is we're increasing the price of the authorized user and the concurrent user by 50%. So, that's to compensate for the increase in value that we're adding with asset management around software license management. Okay? So, entitlements. Anybody that bought Tivoli License Compliance Manager for distributed will Tivoli License Compliance Manager for distributed will be entitled to Tivoli Asset Discovery for distributed plus Tivoli Asset Management for IT 7.2. They'll get one concurrent user. Do I have that on this page? We've got it in here somewhere. I might be ahead of myself. So anyway, a TLCM customer gets TADD. The same number of PVUs, plus they get one concurrent user of Tamit. TLCMZ customers get the equivalent number of MSUs of TADZ, And if you've got a TA or TLCMZ customer that's upgrading to 7.2, just get a hold of me. We'll help them get TAM at 7.2. Okay? So hope all of this makes sense here. I know I'm kind of rushing. I'm running out of time here. But if you've got any questions on the pricing or the entitlements on the next page, please let me know. It's pretty well spelled out here, but I know there's going to be some confusion. So please don't hesitate to get a hold of me. What has been the customer reaction to this? Now, I've been out talking to a large number of customers since January on this, and I mean a large number of customers. I've been pretty busy with customers. So the response has been absolutely positive. I haven't found one customer that has heard this story that said you're heading in the wrong direction, Tim. They're all seeing it as very, very positive. It's a major step forward. Every customer you've got is going to be very interested in this. We are in a competitive situation in a lot of cases, but we've got a very, very good position very, very well in winning in every situation that we've got. So what we've seen is that we've done more than 150 briefings since the beginning of the year. What we found, or what I found actually, is that customers absolutely are in a full-blown panic trying to figure out how to handle software licenses. The licenses are complex, right? Now, keep in mind the difference between an installed piece of software and a license. An installed piece of software is the thing that you're looking at when you are running Windows, right? The license is the thing that is a piece of paper that tells you what you can do with that software, right? So, you know, the license tells customers how they have to pay for the software, what they can and cannot do with the software, when their support ends, all kinds of different stuff. And every different vendor has a different set of licenses, and they all have different terms and conditions. And with virtualization and multi-core processors, these licenses are getting a lot more complicated. And with that comes audits. Thus, all these customers are looking for a way of managing and keeping track of software licenses. At the same time, every one of them are under pressure to reduce expenses. So this is a marriage made in heaven. I've got a pressure to reduce expenses, and I've got to deal with these software licenses. Can I knock out both birds with one stone? And with this portfolio, yes, you can, right? First priority with every one of these customers is inventory and use data. So you're going to find that the very first thing that you've got to figure out is what software has been deployed and how much is it being used. And that's certainly with our asset discovery for distributed, asset discovery for ZOS tools too. After they get that inventory and use data figured out, then they can get into licenses and contracts and figuring out what they own and what they need to do to manage, figuring out if they're ready for an audit or not and what to do to get ready for an audit. But the very first thing you're going to have to deal with is gathering an appropriate inventory. Customer examples on page 22, these are customers that I've spoken to. These are not references. Might have put that down here, but I'd love to have these as references, but right now they're not. We're chasing them as references. These are pre-GA customers we've been looking at. So Marriott, for example, they were just looking at IBM subcapacity licenses. As a result of doing that, they are compelled to use License Metric Tool. If you're using License Metric Tool, it's a very, very easy upgrade to Tamit and Tivoli Asset Discovery for distributed. And because of that, they are now moving to replace six of their vendors with the Tivoli IT Asset Management Suite, right? So they started out looking at our free tool, and now they're looking at replacing their entire IT asset management solution with Tivoli. Geico, they're a Tivoli asset management customer today, but all they're using it for is lease. Because of this license management stuff, they're looking to expand their Tamit investment to include full software asset management capability. Carolina Healthcare, they started again with IBM subcap licenses, just like Marriott, and they're looking at Tamit and Asset Discovery for Distributed to do a full-blown software asset management solution. Standard Bank. They were audited by IBM, and they needed to report on IBM installs. Again, started with the license metric tool and are now expanding to full TAMIT and Tivoli Asset Discovery, not only for their IBM stuff, but for all vendors, right? So they're looking to get audit reports on Microsoft and BMC and everyone else for that matter. GAD, a big banking firm in Germany, had a lot of trouble with their TLCMZ deployment. We got them into the TAD for Z early availability. This is something we did for them in January, and they're now in the beta program. With that early availability, they're in pre-production, and they're reevaluating their BMC investment as a result. Okay? Last note here, IBM CIO office. This is the group that gives you the ISSI and all of your tools for your sales and everything. So this is IBM internal. They have been for a year now managing or building a solution to manage all of their IBM's third-party software running on IBM workstations. This is more than 500,000 endpoints, and they're doing this with License Compliance Manager and Tivoli Asset Discovery for distributed today. Right, so they started out with License Compliance Manager, and they're moving to Asset Discovery for distributed as soon as it GAs. They put $2 million into it over the last couple of years, and they're projecting a $3 million savings in software in 2009 alone, with more than $5 million in savings per year starting next year. Right, so a $2 million investment is yielding, you know, 150% return on investment in the first year alone, and it just goes up from there. All right, this is big numbers. So, okay, so selling IT asset management, if you haven't figured it out by now, it should be very clear to you that every customer you've got is a candidate for IT asset management. Whether they're interested in audit readiness, software license compliance, keeping track of their hardware, keeping track of the costs around their hardware, trying to keep track of their maintenance and their service agreements or their leases. You know, any of these things will provide you with a way of selling to your customers. So if they mention any of that stuff, you know, this is where IT asset management sits. There's a number of key questions that you can ask that will uncover the client's interest in this area. You can take a look through these here. I think I've talked about most of them in detail, so I won't recite them here. But really, it really has to do with IT financial management. Are you getting the best use out of the software and hardware that you purchased? Are you ready for audits? Those kinds of things. The target buyer for IT asset management. So you're really interested in guys here, or people, I'm sorry, that are interested in financials, right? This is the one solution that you could go to a CFO, and you will have him very interested in a matter of moments, right? This is different than a lot of IT operations where, you know, you're talking about reliability, security, robustness, failover, those kinds of things. Those are operational characteristics of your IT. The CFO isn't so much interested in that. They're much more interested in the financials. And if you talk to your CFOs and say, look, I've got a way for you to reduce your software expense now, I guarantee they're going to be interested, right? I've got a way for you to be ready for software vendor audits. They're going to be interested, right? So the target buyer is really somebody who's interested in financials, and that tends to be the CFO and the CIO. All right, looking at the how to sell, navigating the organization chart on page 25, that pretty much says what I've just said here. You know, the folks that are interested in your financials are the ones that are going to get the most benefit out of this. You know, if you're talking to the IT operations guys who are trying to get the most performance out of their server, I'm not sure they're going to quite get it. But we do integrate very tightly with the operations. So, you know, keeping track of your assets is actually a very critical aspect of doing IT operations. But really, the folks you want to target starting with is the finance folks. Page 26, how to win in selling IT asset management. You're looking at your finance and procurement, contracts management folks, sell how to get effective ITAM reductions in costs, and so on. We've got some unique platform advantages in terms of our open platform configurability, integratability. Don't forget about those, because we can integrate into an existing environment. We can use other procurement systems. We can, we've got an open reporting platform, so you can get any kind of report out of this. We very tightly integrate to our operations products around service desk, service catalog, and so on. But we also integrate to third-party products. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that puts us head and shoulders above our competition. If you take a look at page 27, winning against the competition, our competition is very tough here, right? And the focus for BMC, though, is they're very heavily focused on ITIL. And to be honest, ITIL is really focused on operations, which is a good thing. I mean, that's fine. We have a whole portfolio, service desk, service catalog, change and config, you know, all sorts of other tools to deal with operations. But when it comes to IT asset management, ITIL does not cover it, right? It provides lip service to software asset management. There's actually another standard called the SAM standard, ISO 19770, where, you know, the software asset management processes are covered. And you'll see that the analysts track our capability with respect to that. And currently, we're ahead of everybody on ISO integration. BMC is weak in software use discovery, so they don't really know how much the software is being used or to what degree. And that's critical for software asset management. You cannot get cost efficiency without accurate software usage information. Okay? HP, on the other hand, they're still running with some pretty arcane technology, and I think everybody knows it. They're in need and probably in line for a complete makeover. BMC, on the other hand, has just released their 7.5 platform, so they're in the process of moving their customers that now have to rip and replace. So lots of big opportunities with BMC and HP. They're at a state where they're still trying to integrate the portfolio, and we've already done all of that work. Now, there's also a number of SAM vendors in the marketplace that they're smaller, that focus specifically on software asset management. Just a couple of notes about this stuff. These vendors, they're very limited in terms of the software licenses they can manage, and they have little to no virtualization support, right? So kind of watch out for those guys. There's no reason we should be beaten by these smaller vendors. They don't have as broad or deep a solution as we do. They'll go out and say, well, we've got agentless discovery services. Well, that's fine, but you can't do license management with that. You need more data than an agentless server will give you. What they don't tell you is in order to get that data, you have to purchase an upgrade to get agents, and that upgrade is fairly heavy. So, you know, they'll go out and say, well, we don't have to deploy an agent, but they won't say, well, unless you're doing license management, then you have to put the agent out there. So we've got customers that come to us and say, look, I'm going to go with BDNA or whoever it is, and it's only after they're talking to us for a while that they discover, oh, wow, I have to deploy an agent with that solution to do what I want to do. So that puts us head and shoulders above the crowd again. All right, sales compensation. I know I'm running up against the wire here, Roger, but you want to take over from here?
Sure, glad to. Thank you very much, Tim. That was outstanding. I know this is a topic that is near and dear to everyone's heart. Sales compensation is going to be very straightforward here. For those of you selling automation, for those of you selling enterprise asset management, for Tivoli Asset Management for IT and Tivoli Service Request Manager, it's a 50-50 split. For the rest of the products, Asset Discovery for Distributed, Tivoli Asset Discovery for ZOS or TLCM, it's 100%. So if you have any questions, we'll have Casey and Bob Brock on at the end. You can also ask your management about compensation. But this is the summary. Going to the next slide, slide number 29, what I'm showing here are resources, places you can go for additional information. There are sales kits on Excel. As Tim mentioned, there's tremendous synergy between TAMIT and Tivoli Service Request Manager. So Think solution selling, grow your deal size, leverage the resources there, and if at all possible, propose both products as part of your customer solution. And what you really want to do is expand the sale even further and put your customer on a roadmap for our entire solution, which Tim showed earlier in the presentation. We also have ROI tools online, and there's the product management wikis for service management and for asset management. Going to the next slide, number 30. Again, just to recap, key points to remember. Software licenses are complicated, they're tough, but we can help customers in this area and we can lower their cost. We can give them a great return on investment. We can manage the life cycle of those assets, as Tim pointed out. And IT Asset Management Release 7.2 is a real game changer. We could lower customers' software spend. Life cycle management, and we can lower their risks associated with license compliance audits. So let's go to slide 31. No matter what part of the world you're in, I want to thank you for attending. I hope this was beneficial to you. And let's move to slide number 32 and open it up to any questions. We're short on time, so if you have any questions, Tim and myself are available to you. Just send us an email. We'll be glad to respond and follow up. And I want to wish you the very best selling this exciting new family of solutions. So with that, I want to open it up to Q&A.
Thank you. Now, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then 1. To withdraw your request, you may press star 2. But again, to ask a question, press star 1. One moment, please. One moment, please. At this time, I have no questions in queue. And I have one now, of course. Just one moment. Angel Sagrado, your line is open.
Thank you. Yes, my question is do we have any URL where we can try the new product?
You're looking for a beta site or something?
Just a place where we can go and try it, kind of a demo site that we can see it.
The demos are rolling out. If you send me a note, I've got an internal kind of test site that I've been using for prior to GA. Once it's GA, then it'll be a whole lot easier. But we're in the process of rolling this out to a production server. But send me a note, and I'll send you a link to look at it.
Oh, thank you.
About.
Star then 1 to ask a question. My last question at this time is from Rob Hockey. Your line's open.
Thanks very much. Actually, there's a couple of questions. The first one is on slide 22, you mentioned the number of customers. Obviously, IBM is available for use. What about the others? When are they going to become official references, if they are going to become references?
We will be making announcements on those. Just keep an eye on the reference database. We've got a full-blown effort to try and get these folks under the wire here. It's just proving to be more of a challenge. A lot of the customers, they're a bit cautious about being references. So, you know, we're working them. You can replace their names with, a generic name, but, for now they're not referenceable.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're doing the best we can on that.
The second question is just to clarify on the revenue split that you mentioned for the discovery and license compliance management. If an EAM salesperson sells any of these products, do you say that they get 100% compensation? Is that correct?
This is Bob Brock. I can join in there. The three products that are listed as 100% get credited to the automation rep so that they're part of the automation portfolio and they will get 100% credit. The split where the EAM reps can participate or do participate are the first two products, the ITAM and the Service Request Manager. And there the credit is split 50% to the EAM rep and 50% to the automation rep.
Okay. I think that question will come up again because of the incorporation of asset discovery in TAMIT. So is that set in stone, or is there still some discussion about the revenue split?
No, that the revenue split for the second half of the year has been set. So that's it. The decision on that's finished.
Okay, thank you. Yep. And finally, you mentioned earlier on in the presentation that the obviously we're going to be managing assets other than IT assets, such as the chillers and various other pieces of equipment. Is there any link between this new release of TAMET and the forthcoming release of Maximo for energy optimization?
Yeah, actually, this is Gabby, Tim. I can jump in here if you'd like. Basically, Maximo for energy optimization, and you'll get more details on that as that product is being rolled out, leverages some of the TAMET functionality. So it's actually a new Maximo product that takes some functionality from EAM and some functionality from IT asset management. However, it's certainly not the full TAMET product because things such as all these software applications and other specific IT asset management functionality is not included in that. So I guess an answer to your question is partially. We still have an upgrade opportunity from Maximo for energy optimization to the full TAMET product. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that does. Thank you very much.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. At this time, I have no further questions.
Well, thank you, everybody, for your time today. We look forward to driving a great second half.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.